Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into some research you sent us. It's about this fascinating intersection of a modern societal trend and an ancient myth. We'll be looking at intergenerational animus, specifically within Gen Z, and its connection to the Riddle of the Sphinx. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started.
It is a really fascinating juxtaposition. We often think about generational clashes as occurring between age groups, but intergenerational analysis refers to the tension and division within a single generation. And as your research points out, it's becoming more and more common within Gen Z.
Yeah, and this 2025 Trend Themes infographic we have really highlights that. It shows how different subcultures are appearing in Gen Z, and they all have their own values and priorities. It's creating this environment where conflict can happen easily, especially when you look at things like technology, social justice, personal identity, even status symbols.
That's an important point to remember. These aren't just like small differences in taste. They're actually reflecting on pretty fundamental disagreements about how the world works and what really matters. For example, the infographic talk about the clash between parts of Gen Z who are really tech-driven and embrace the digital world, and those who would rather live life in a more analog way. And there's also that tension between individualistic values, where the focus is on personal achievement, and those who think community and collective action are more important.
And this internal friction is impacting more than just how Gen Z interacts with each other. It looks like the infographic is suggesting. It's also affecting how they feel about brands and institutions.
Absolutely. Marketers are having to rethink how they approach things. They're moving away from trying to appeal to Gen Z as this one big group and starting to realize they need to target these different subcultures with messages and experiences that are tailored to them.
So instead of bringing Gen Z together, this animus is actually pushing them further apart. But is there a way to understand this complex phenomenon better? You mentioned that the ancient riddle of the Sphinx might be able to give us some unexpected insights.
Yes, exactly. I think most people know the basic riddle: what walks on four legs in the morning, two at noon, and three in the evening? Of course, the traditional answer is a human being, crawling as a baby, walking upright as an adult, and using a cane in old age.
It's a pretty clever riddle, and it's kept people thinking for centuries. But you're suggesting it does more than just reflect the stages of life.
Exactly. Some research you sent, called The Riddle of the Sphinx and Intergenerational Animus, suggests that scholars are looking at the riddle differently now. They see it as a metaphor for identity and how society changes. It's about the constant evolution and transformation that individuals and societies go through, and the challenges that come with that process.
So this is where we start seeing the connection to Gen Z and the intergenerational animus they are experiencing.
Exactly. Both Oedipus, the guy who solves the riddle in Greek mythology, and Gen Z today are going through periods of immense transition. The concept of liminality, then transitional phase between what was and what will be, is really important for understanding both of them.
That's a helpful way to think about it. Liminality is that in-between space where the old ways are gone, but the new order hasn't quite taken shape. It's often a time filled with uncertainty, anxiety, and even a sense of feeling lost. So you're saying that both Oedipus and Gen Z are stuck in this liminal state?
Yes, but in different ways, of course. In the myth, Oedipus is dealing with a plague that's destroying Thebes, a kingdom in chaos. He's given the task of solving the Sphinx's riddle to save the city. But his journey is also about figuring out his own identity and destiny. The excerpts from the research you provided show how Oedipus struggles with this transition and with understanding his own part in how things unfold.
And you see parallels between his struggle and what Gen Z is going through today.
Very much so. Gen Z is growing up in a world that's changing incredibly fast. Culturally, technologically, there's economic uncertainty, and there's a growing awareness of global challenges like climate change. All of this creates a really strong sense of liminality. They're trying to find their place in a world that feels like it's constantly shifting, trying to balance the values and expectations they've inherited with the realities of the world they're inheriting.
So Oedipus and Gen Z are both in this in-between space, trying to figure out how to navigate a world that's changing faster than they can understand.
That's right. And this brings us to one of the most important points from your research: the importance of self-recognition. The myth and what Gen Z is going through highlight that to truly understand what's happening, we need to do two things: acknowledge the changes happening around us, but also recognize where we fit into those changes.
So it's not enough just to see these shifts happening around us. We need to understand our own part in shaping them or even perpetuating them. In the context of intergenerational animus, this suggests that Gen Z might be able to move past their division by first recognizing how they themselves are contributing to the conflict.
That's a really key insight. If individuals within Gen Z can step back and look at their own beliefs, their biases, and how they're engaging in these internal conflicts, it could create more empathy and understanding.
So instead of blaming external forces or other subcultures within their generation, It's about understanding that they are actively shaping the dynamics at play.
Exactly. And this is where the comparison to Oedipus gets really interesting. Remember, in the myth, Oedipus's downfall isn't just caused by things outside of his control. It's also because of his own actions and choices.
So are you saying that Gen Z needs to learn from Oedipus's mistakes and avoid falling into the same traps?
It's not so much about avoiding specific mistakes. It's more about understanding that we all play a part in shaping what happens. And that requires a level of self-awareness that can be difficult to achieve, especially during times of transition and uncertainty. We should remember, though, this intergenerational animus in Gen Z isn't necessarily a bad thing. It shows a generation that's actively trying to figure out who they are and what their role is in shaping the future. The research you sent really emphasizes this. It says, instead of working together to shape the future, Gen Z is increasingly defining itself through opposition and conflict.
So even though this tension could be divisive, it's also a sign that this generation is engaged in a process of self-discovery and evolution.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that different perspectives are valid, even when they clash with each other, and understanding that this friction can actually lead to growth and innovation.
But how can we go through this process without things falling apart? Without more chaos and division, the values and priorities within Gen Z seem so fundamentally different in some cases. How can we bridge that gap?
That's where the idea of self-recognition becomes so important. If each person in Gen Z can take a moment to look at their own beliefs and their own biases, it might open up space for empathy and understanding. It's about moving past that us versus them way of thinking and realizing that they're all part of this complex and evolving generation.
So instead of trying to make everyone think the same way, it's more about creating a sense of shared understanding and purpose, even if people have different viewpoints.
Exactly. And the research suggests that this struggle with internal conflict might actually be necessary for something new and transformative to emerge. There's an excerpt that says, the animus is a sign of something about to happen. It's like this tension and friction could actually trigger positive change.
So maybe instead of seeing intergenerational animus as a threat, we should think of it as an opportunity for growth and evolution. Like this internal pressure within Gen Z could actually help them create something stronger and more resilient.
That's a great way to put it. It really highlights how important it is to not ignore or suppress these internal conflicts, but to actually use their energy to create something meaningful. And this is where leadership becomes really crucial.
You mean leadership within Gen Z itself?
Yes, but also leadership from the rest of society. We need people who can help create constructive dialogue and guide this energy in a positive direction. Leaders who can encourage self-reflection, empathy, and a willingness to understand perspectives that are different from their own.
So the key isn't to try and get rid of these differences, but to create a space where people can express and explore them in a healthy way. A space where Gen Z can have these debates and disagreements without resorting to destructive patterns of conflict.
You've got it. And this challenge goes beyond just Gen Z. It's something we all face in a world that's becoming more and more divided and polarized.
It seems like the real question is this. Can we as a society create a culture that values respectful dialogue and encourages people to engage with viewpoints that challenge their own?
That's the heart of it. And as we've seen through the lens of the Riddle of the Sphinx, these periods of transition and turmoil often lead to profound growth and transformation. So maybe this intergenerational animus within Gen Z isn't a sign that things are falling apart, but a sign of a new era that will be defined by greater understanding and interconnectedness.
That's a hopeful thought. It reminds us that even with all the challenges we face, there's always potential for progress and positive change. But to reach that potential, it seems like Gen Z will need to navigate this liminal space with courage and wisdom, learning from the mistakes of those who came before them.
And they'll need the support and guidance of older generations, the people who have probably faced similar challenges in their own time. It's a team effort. It requires understanding and collaboration across generations.
Which brings us back to that core message of self-recognition. In a world that's constantly trying to tell us who we are, it's more important than ever to define ourselves, to look inward and figure out our own values, our own beliefs, our own place in this complex world.
And that process of self-discovery is rarely simple or straightforward. It takes introspection, honesty, and a willingness to face some difficult truths, but it's a journey worth taking because it's through understanding ourselves that we can start to understand others and build a world that's more just and compassionate.
And the Middle of the Sphinx, with its timeless message about the importance of self-knowledge, can be a powerful guide on that journey. Oedipus didn't recognize himself in the answer, and it ultimately led to his downfall. His story is a warning. It reminds us that ignoring our own internal journey can have serious consequences.
That's a really insightful point. It suggests that if Gen Z wants to move past this intergenerational animus and use it to their advantage, they need to start with a journey of self-discovery.
A journey that requires courage, introspection, and being willing to face some uncomfortable truths, but one that can lead to greater understanding, empathy, and the ability to shape their own future. It feels like this intergenerational animus is even stronger because of the unique situation Gen Z is in. The excerpt from The Riddle of the Sphinx in Intergenerational Animus says it well. Gen Z, just like Oedipus, is caught between different ways of being: childhood and adulthood, tradition and progress, digital and physical realities, individual agency and systemic constraints.
Yeah, that's a really important point. They're dealing with a combination of things that previous generations might not have experienced. Not to the same extent, anyway. Not with the same intensity.
We've talked about how fast technology is advancing, and how there's this constant flood of information. But there's also that tension between wanting individual expression and the realities of systemic structures and limitations. It's a difficult balance to find.
It really is, and it's easy to see how that could make someone feel overwhelmed, like they're lost in a maze of conflicting ideas and beliefs. No wonder they're struggling with figuring out who they are and what their purpose is.
Which brings us back to that central idea of self-recognition. When the world is always trying to tell us who we are, it's even more important to define ourselves, to look inside and figure out our own values, our own beliefs, our own place in this complicated world.
You're exactly right. And the Riddle of the Sphinx teaches us a timeless lesson about this. Oedipus ultimately failed because he couldn't see himself in the answer. He was so focused on the external puzzle he had to solve that he missed the internal truth, the truth that was right there inside him.
His downfall is a warning for us. It shows us that ignoring our own internal journey can have serious consequences. So if Gen Z wants to move past this intergenerational animus and make something positive out of it, they have to start by looking inward. They need to go on a journey of self-discovery.
A journey that takes courage. A journey that requires them to look inside themselves. And a willingness to face uncomfortable truths. But it's a journey that can lead them to greater understanding, greater empathy, and a greater ability to create the future they want.
We began this deep dive by looking at intergenerational animus within Gen Z, a trend that's driven by conflicting values and priorities within this generation. Then we explored how the Riddle of the Sphinx can help us understand this, with its themes of liminality and self-recognition.
As you continue to learn about this, we'll leave you with a final thought. Could the key to bridging this generational divide be encouraging greater self-awareness, helping individuals understand their own roles within these larger societal shifts? Could this be how Gen Z uses its diverse perspectives to create a more inclusive and equitable world?
It's a question worth pondering. We hope this deep dive has given you new insights and perspectives. Thanks for joining us.